Support for this podcast is provided by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist, see the world differently at newsstands and economist.com.
Finally today, a few years ago, the hip-hop scene in Senegal was one of the most exciting in the world. Rappers in the West African country shunned American influences. They used homegrown beats and their local language to effect social and political change. Well, now there's a new sound on the streets of Dakar, but it comes from the American South, and it's competing successfully with Senegal's own rappers. Correspondent Rose Skelton reports from Dakar.
Chaque fois que le peuple aux urnes manne, c'est parce qu'il espère un vrai changement.
Senegal was once home to thousands of rap artists calling for political change and social improvements. Song like this one by political hip-hopper Didier Wadi urged politicians to listen to the people and provide them with jobs and healthcare. But after nearly a decade of a government that rappers say tries to silence critics, there are very few political rappers left, and those remaining are having trouble getting heard. Instead of playing Senegalese beats, the clubs here are pumping with Dirty South, a style of hip-hop that comes straight from the US.
Gunman, Shuman. Oh. Allah, man, oh man.
But the whole day, they're playing what kind of music are they playing? They're just playing Dirty South music. There's no more politics.
Khouman is another of Senegal's political rappers. When he put out an album last year, TV stations wouldn't air his video because it was too critical of the government. And he says the clubs wouldn't play his music either because Senegalese youth just wanted to hear Dirty South beats. So Khouman did his own take on a Dirty South rap.
So that's why we take the Dirty South, from the Dirty South, and just change what's going on in it. You have to, have some lyrics, good lyrics, education lyrics anyway, in this music.
Khouman's song is called Bal Poussière, meaning dusty party. It's a big hit on the streets of Dakar. The song parodies a young Senegalese man scrounging for money in his dusty neighborhood so he can go to a club in his American hip-hop clothes and drink champagne. It's a reminder for Senegal's predominantly Muslim youth that American rap doesn't really speak to their lives.
It's like a funny way to talk about what's going on in the club. Not instead of just saying, I have the money, I have the girls. It's not the truth. I don't have money, I don't have girls, you know. So I'm talking about my reality. And that's why it's big now, because people like it, because they recognize themselves in it.
The other tracks on Khouman's album deal with domestic violence, political oppression, and the hot topic of today, the spiraling cost of living.
We have two fights. The first fight is to make sure that our music is going to be played in the club. And secondly, still representing the message.
Khouman says it's up to Senegal's political rappers to find a way to do both. For the world, I'm Rose Skelton in Dakar, Senegal.
You can download our Global Hits as podcasts at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins.